Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, is extra spooktastic because it was written by one of you. Thank you so much to my beloved listener, 8-year-old Jacob, for creating today's terrifying tale for us. It's one Jacob and I call Spectacles of Despair. The first rays of summer sun were dancing on the rooftops of Pine Grove, the ultimate suburban enclave. Kids were out in their shorts enjoying the weather with bikes, soccer balls, and jump ropes. Their laughter filled the streets, and it was hard to imagine anything bad happening anywhere with so much sunny, funny joy. Among the kids shaking off their spring chill was 12-year-old Max Harper, who was notorious for turning ordinary summer days into unforgettable adventures. And today, the woods bordering Pine Grove, filled with hidden trails and ancient trees, were calling his name. Max, wearing his favorite adventure cap and armed with a flashlight and old-school paper map, embarked on a treasure hunt. Legends of a hidden trove in an old tree, shared around campfires and sleepovers, sparked his imagination. He couldn't resist the allure of unearthing secrets and possibly becoming a Pine Grove legend himself. Maybe he would earn the name the Pirate of Pine Grove. Ha! Max chuckled at the thought of it. So off he went. The woods were alive with the sound of chirping crickets and rustling leaves. Max navigated through the trails, his map leading him to the very heart of the forest. The journey was filled with excitement as he imagined discovering gold coins or ancient artifacts or perhaps even a hidden letter from an actual pirate. After a series of twists and turns, he finally reached his destination. Before him stood an ancient oak tree, its grandeur unparalleled, its trunk marked by the passage of time. Max's eyes widened with the thrill of it as he spotted the hollow that was rumored to hide treasures untold. With bated breath, he reached inside and pulled out a dusty old box. The box was adorned with intricate carvings. Max's heart raced as he slowly opened the box, revealing a pair of glasses. Seemingly ordinary, but with a certain aura that hinted at the extraordinary. Huh. Perplexed but intrigued, Max decided to try them on, wondering what sort of treasure these glasses could possibly be. The moment he put them on, the lively forest around him transformed. The vibrant colors turned dull, and the cheerful summer sounds were replaced by an eerie silence. Through the lenses, Max witnessed scenes that made his stomach churn. He saw his neighbor, Mr. Thompson, slipping off a ladder, his best friend, Jake, crashing his bike, his sister, Lily, losing her cherished teddy bear. Each vision was a glimpse into a future mishap, a sneak peek into upcoming sorrow. The realization hit Max like a tidal wave. The glasses were not a treasure of good fortune. They were a window into impending misfortunes. Someone had hidden these a long time ago with good reason. A shiver went down his spine as he quickly took them off. the woods returning to their summer vibrancy, the ominous silence replaced by the symphony of nature. Clutching the glasses in the box, Max was torn between fascination and a sense of impending doom. The adventure he had embarked on, seeking fun and treasures, had taken a dark, nefarious turn. The glasses had unveiled a world of unseen horrors to him, and Max knew he wouldn't be able to shake off what he had seen. He decided to take the glasses home with him and hide them somewhere in his house, so no one else stumbled upon them in the woods and had to face the same fearful visions. As he made his way back to Pine Grove, Max pondered on the mysteries of the glasses and the untold stories they held. The journey back was no longer just a walk through the woods. It was a path filled with questions, uncertainties, and the weight of knowing too much. Per his plan, Max shoved the cursed glasses beneath his bed, but their presence cast an unsettling shadow across his room. The more he tried to focus on the joyous shouts of kids playing outside, the more the scenes of misfortune invaded his thoughts. With reluctance, Max shared his discovery with his best friend Jake. After all, he had to tell someone. Jake was initially thrilled, giving a whoop and saying, "Max, that's amazing! You're a legend, bro!" But he quickly grew solemn when Max slid the glasses onto his face and he witnessed the glasses' grim revelations. "Whoa, that is not cool. Jeez, Max, what are we gonna do?" The boys decided to delve deeper into the mysteries behind the glasses, hoping to find a way to undo the ominous power they clearly held. Together, they scoured libraries and online forums, seeking answers in ancient legends and modern tales. The more they unearthed about objects revealing future misfortunes, the more they realized the gravity of what Max had discovered. The glasses were a harbinger of sorrow, a relic that tested the boundaries of fate and free will. Max and Jake, once engrossed in lighthearted summer adventures, now found themselves in a race against time. They'd witnessed scenes of distress and sorrow through the lenses. They had done hours and hours of research, and still one pressing question remained. Could they prevent the impending misfortunes? Or were they mere spectators of a predestined future? As the summer days unfolded, Max and Jake took it upon themselves to avert the disasters they'd seen in the glasses. They warned Mr. Thompson about the ladder, they cautioned bike riders, and Jake didn't ride his bike at all, and they kept a watchful eye on Lily's teddy bear. Each intervention was a battle against the unseen, a confrontation with a fate that seemed sealed. Yet the more they intervened, the more they felt the unsettling presence of unseen forces around them. The wind whispered tales of ancient curses, the shadows seemed to dance with concealed truths, and the glasses continued to reveal scenes even darker than before. It was Jake who finally said what they were both thinking.
"Max, bro, it's like we're messing with something we shouldn't be. Even when we're trying to keep bad things from happening, it's like the world around us gets darker and darker."
"Ugh, I know, muttered Max, who had grown gaunt with the strain of the spectacles.
"Look, there's only one thing left to do, bro," said Jake. "Let's just put these awful glasses back in the tree and try to move on with our lives."
Max wasn't at all sure that putting the spectacles back in the tree for someone else to stumble on was the right thing to do, but he couldn't sleep. He had lost weight and his magical summer was turning into an absolute nightmare.
"Okay, Jake," he agreed, "let's do it tonight."
So that night, the two boys set off into the woods with the glasses in their ancient box. They walked and walked until they came to the oak tree once again. Max, with the glasses firmly in his grasp, approached the tree. The air around them grew dense with anticipation, the whispers of the woods crescendoing into a symphony of unseen forces. It was then that Max, with determination in his eyes, shoved the glasses back into the hollow. "Good riddance," Max said. But the tree was not happy to have the nightmarish spectacles returned to it. The woods erupted into a cacophony of shifting shadows and rustling leaves. Max and Jake didn't understand what was happening, but they instinctively knew that it was time to run. Max and Jake sprinted away from the tree, just as fast as they could through the leaves over fallen branches and finally back to Pine Grove. The boys had ventured into the unknown, touched the fabric of fate, and returned with shadows in their eyes. Max and Jake had returned the glasses, but their unsettling feelings lingered. The knowledge of unseen horrors and impending misfortunes etched forever in their minds. The summer days that followed were filled with laughter and adventures for the other children in Pine Grove. But Max and Jake could not shake off the shadows that followed them. The glasses were hidden, but the visions remained, a constant reminder of a worrying world beyond the one they could see. This is a fantastic story, Jacob. I wear contact lenses most of the time now, but I can remember getting my first pair of glasses when I was 6 years old. I was actually pretty excited to pick out the frames, but I might have gone running from the shop if I'd heard this tale first. Did you know that there are a whole bunch of Go Kid Go shows? Of course there's the R.L. Stine Story Club, and you're a member. There's also loads of other shows, including the spooky podcast Monstrovia, and Drac, which is about a very unusual vampire. Be sure to check it out. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find your way. Big thanks to Jacob for today's awesome tale. If you have a story idea you want to share, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.